Star Seeds and Their Problems, Part 8, Astral Projection, Astral Abductions and Night Soul Missions, Part 2. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. This is a direct continuation of my previous video, and I strongly suggest you watch it as well to be able to fully understand what I am talking about. I will also place a link to it at the top of your screen around now. Continuing from where I left off exactly. As I explained in my other videos about the paranormal, the astral side is enormously bigger than the physical world, which is left only as a realm that is defined and exists within a very narrow frequency bandwidth of sound and of the white light spectrum. The astral planes are inhabited not only by disincarnate humans and people in general, but also by a very large amount of all kinds of astral entities and astral animals, who may be related to living things on the material side, or not, as many only exist in the astral. Furthermore, the astral is also filled with egregore manifestations spawned by the sloppy manifestation power of people and of groups of individuals in the world of the living, who don't have a clue about how their actions, ideas, and fears form and affect reality, and those egregores usually come back to feed off from their creators, making their life very difficult in the process. Many of those entities who inhabit the astral planes can be considered and classified as monsters and demons, defining a monster as an entity who is very ugly to human perception and that does all it can to take advantage, or to feed off the fear of the souls who encounter them, and defining a demon as a super narcissist entity, that has no empathy at all, and who will go and do whatever is needed to have its wants and needs met. The astral military units know all this and are prepared and trained to face all kinds of monsters, entities, and demons in the astral, as well as encountering and dealing with other fellow or enemy combatants who are also operating in the astral. These units are not new, but due to their nature, it is impossible to disclose their existence to the public. It is contrary to the interests of governments, and only a few people in the spiritual and extraterrestrial community have dared to mention them, mostly in the context of super soldiers and MILAB situations, defining a MILAB as basically a military abduction. Individuals in the military train for these units and are sworn into secrecy as they are top secret, and it is where much of modern wars take place, in the astral planes, and mostly in the lower astral. And this is the base of the ages-old concept of the fight between good and evil, between angels and demons. And this relates to star seeds because many of them on Earth are there fulfilling missions for their races and factions. The Galactic Federation imposes the prime directive onto all the people and races who have anything to do with Earth, and as stated there, no direct intervention is permitted. So all the guidance that the star races provide to their star seeds must be done covertly, or only as inspiration, yet that influence a stellar race or group can exert on its star seeds is easier done through the astral. And that is also why there is so much activity there, because although in theory the prime directive also covers the astral, it is even more dubious there than what it is in the material world. It is easier to twist the rules of engagement there and exert an almost direct influence on the material world and on the people in it, from the astral side. Many starseeds live ordinary lives on Earth, with ordinary jobs, but at night they go out into the astral to fulfill important missions for their star races, and those starseeds may or may not remember or even be aware of this, while in their awake in their physical body containers. It is part of their soul's mission to be working from the Earth's astral planes, to transform and to change the material world for the best, although if something is for the best or not is quite subjective, as the whole purpose of the material world is to provide a set of learning experiences for the souls incarnated there, So, much of the hardship and the problems on Earth are there for a reason which, although may be negative from the point of view of someone living as a human on Earth, it is not from higher planes of existence. And this spawns a lot of ethical controversy among everyone, stellar races and humans alike. Many people, mostly starseeds, use their physical body containers as some sort of mothership for their astral body. They use it as a place to return to while they rest and prepare for another astral mission the next night, as the physical body does provide a lot of protection for the soul from astral attacks of the entities they have encountered while asleep and astral projecting, although this is also relative to each individual. And a clear symptom of this is constantly waking up exhausted or tired with no reason for it to be so, clearly presenting physical symptoms that are the same as the ones people have after going through strenuous and stressful activities such as having been in a fight, war, or conflict, and can even include PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorders for no clear reason at all, and which psychologists wrongly classify as mental disorders or as childhood traumatic experiences surfacing in an adult's life, although this can commonly occur to children as well. For example, in my group here there is one child who is constantly living this kind of strong and stressful astral experiences, and she is Sophia Swaru, little 11-year-old Yaji. While on Earth, a child who is going through this kind of astral experience may present a behavior pattern that strongly stresses its parents, and the poor child is often taken to the psychologist or psychiatrist where he or she ends up heavily and wrongly medicated. And as happens with the adults, the child may or may not know about its night astral activities, as they are hidden from waking time consciousness by the veil of forgetfulness that exists on Earth, the same way dreams are mostly not remembered. And those astral experiences, during missions or whatever, are often confused with simple dreams when remembered, although there is nothing simple about dreams, as will be explained in a future video. Children who see things and entities from the astral and even interact with them are very common, nearly all can, especially when they are very little or young. And this is expressed many times as imaginary friends, as well as when they talk to people the adults cannot see, and those may include relatives who have died in the past, and when the young child shares its experiences and its data with its parents, they may feel very spooked when the child describes them people whom they did not previously know, but their parents did, like long passed away grandparents, and so on. Their soul's mission on Earth is to affect the entire planet's frequency and vibration from the astral side, from where it is really being manifested. But it is also another variant of a learning life experience for those souls, as conflict only exists in lower realms where duality defines it all, where antagonism exists and so do fights and wars. And I insist that it is the root cause of all the problems seen in the material side, the world of the living, as it is only a limited reflection of all what is going on in the astral side. The higher the vibration of a realm, the higher its existential frequency, more and more integration exists, more love, and less conflict, as it becomes evident that we are all one in our soul's journey to realize we are Source itself. There is a lot of activity going on in the astral planes, especially those that are just below the range of perception frequencies that define the limits of the world of the living. Forces of positive races send their elite units down there to affect and change the positive timelines and outcomes of them that will be reflected in the world of the living, openly protecting the material side from being taken over by the demons and entities who are mostly egregore creations of the people in the world of the living, but not only. The astral planes are easy to reach using technological means such as full immersion pods, because what they do is translate the frequency of a person's mind to be a match with the desired realms it will experience artificially, The exact same way a full immersion experience is achieved when a stellar person is using technological means to enter life experience on Earth using an organic portal, or an empty body with good enough matching frequency. They enter a special pod, and then deep sleep is induced with frequencies. Their consciousness is then diverted to the exact frequency of the body it will operate through while living on Earth, and with it, the individual can function through that new body, much as it is seen in the movie Avatar. There is still a lot more to say about this subject, and I will continue in a near future video, but the most important thing to take away from these last three videos on this subject is that the astral planes are there and they don't only affect the material world, or world of the living, that entire world is being manifested through the astral, by the souls who also perceive to have a material biological body. No one is powerless, and the more a person knows about the astral and all that is happening there, the more control and understanding they will have about events and things going on in his or her life and elsewhere in the world. Just about all the phenomena concerning the paranormal, including ghosts, apparitions, hauntings, as well as demons' possessions and so on, can be easily understood when you realize it is all the things that are filtering into the material world from the astral, especially from the lower astral planes. And all the material world has astral planes from where they are being manifested, not only Earth. See you for more about this subject soon. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well and take care. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.